Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being a God who's in control, the God who stays, the God who never lost a battle. Thank you for your artistry and nature. You are to be praised. We ask your forgiveness for our sins. We thank you for hearing us and forgiving us and healing us. We pray for those who don't know you to know you. We pray for our civic leaders, our first responders, our men and women of the military, teachers, our moms, our dads, and our families. Most of all, we pray, Lord, that your spirit will inhabit this land. Most of all, we pray that you will be here with us. We invite you into this place, into our lives, and into our home. Amen. As you can tell, I'm not Kevin. And the best way to know that Kevin and I are different is he wears glasses. These are readers, much different. So just want to make sure. So he called me last night and asked me to fill in. So I'll try to talk slow because I don't have a whole lot of words to say, okay? Actually, if I could have taken what Wendy said and what Hannah said, they pretty much said what I was going to talk about. So maybe we just should have left it there. I don't know if you have that slide. Hadassah, you are right where you need to be. Once there was this little girl, and her name was Hadassah. She was a bit of an orphan, though. Both of her parents had died, and she had to go live with her uncle. Her uncle, being a godly man, he worked at the palace. He kind of really worked near the front of the door and the gate there. But he was a godly man. And his name was Mordecai. But before I keep going on, where Uncle Mordecai and Hadassah lived really wasn't their home. Their nation had been conquered by another nation, and they'd been taken out of their homeland and brought to another place to live. Actually, Persia. As is the custom when a conquered people come to another land, they change their names. Mordecai got to keep his name, but they changed Hadassah's name to Esther. Well, Uncle Mordecai and his niece Esther happened to be in a place and a time where it really wasn't hip to be a Jew or Jewish. I don't know if that can correlate to this time or not, but it wasn't a good time for Jewish people. But anyway, Mordecai, being the man of God, taught Esther about God and what it was to serve God. Well, cutting to another part of the story, Queen Vashti, who was the current queen at the time, was doing her banquet for some ladies, and the king was doing a banquet for his guys, and the king wanted to show off Vashti because she was a good-looking woman, but she didn't want to be paraded around, so she refused. Well, this kind of made the king a lot angry. He was not holding his temper, so he put her out. She got fired. So what do you do when you fire your queen? You hold a beauty contest, right? He decided he was going to look for a new queen. So the invitations went out, and these were forced invitations. Basically, you're young, you're a woman, you're going to show up. Well, Esther was in that category. And so she was there, and she went through this very rigorous beauty treatment. And the king, after all that took place, found Esther to be very attractive and pleasing and chose her to be queen. Now, this means that God had something in mind for her. Already, his plan was in motion. And Esther had been chosen queen. And what she wasn't realizing was she had become queen in a very, very difficult time for Jews. But anyway, we'll get to that part. Like I said, Uncle Mordecai was kind of a guard, if you will. He worked in the front gate, and he heard things. Well, the first thing he heard was a plot to kill the king. He actually takes that news and passes it on to his niece, and she goes and tells the king, that there's a plot for, you know, for an assassination. Well, long story short, she saves his life. And she gets all the credit, but Uncle Mordecai doesn't. And Uncle Mordecai is okay with that. He says, let's move on. There's other things to do. Well, inside the king's palace was a man named Haman. Haman was not a friend to the Jewish people, and especially not a friend to Mordecai. Did not like him at all. He comes up with a plan, and his plan is to annihilate the Jews. Sound familiar? And he gets the king to authorize this edict. I'm going to kill all the Jews. Again, Uncle Mordecai being in the position he is and the place that he is, hears this. And he writes a note to Esther. Okay, for those who are not hip to notes, notes are the Instagram of the time, okay? That's just how they did things back then. They passed notes. Anyway, he gets a note to her and says, you're in a position to help. I think you can help, and I think you should help. And she goes, I can't. I can't go in before the king without being summoned. You'll get killed. But Mordecai says, okay. He sends her a note. Again, the Instagram. And in that note, he adds a couple of things. And it's better to read it from the real text. Esther chapter 4, verse 13. When Esther's word was reported to Mordecai, he sent back his answer. Do not think because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows, but you have come into your royal position for such a time as this. So Esther is being asked to put it all on the line. The king was not aware that she was a Jew. Oh, snap, this is going to be hard. But I want to leave the story there for a moment, and we'll come back to that. Promise. In something that Wendy said, I want to echo. We live in a COVID-19 world, which right now is anything but settled and is anything but a place to be. Why this story is important? Here's a few things you need to know. Number one, you are loved. You are protected and you are planned for. Hannah talked about the plans that are coming up. We're in a time that's going to test our character and resolve. How we respond will tell others how our character is and what our character is. And then we ask the question, why am I here? What am I built for? You are right where you need to be, as Hadassah was, as Esther was. She was right where she needed to be. God built you for this time and place because you are uniquely qualified to do whatever it is you are to do. If you choose not to follow his plan, God is big enough to find somebody else to do it. It won't be done the same way you would have done it, but he will find somebody. And here's the important part. Know that if he has called you, he has equipped you. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in the glory by Jesus Christ. He has already equipped you to do what you do. If you don't think what you do is important, it's not. It is. The job that you're called to do may not seem like it's huge, but to those people that you serve, it may mean the world. But you don't know unless you go ahead and try it and then embrace your plan for you. You were built for such a time as this. If you don't hear anything else I say, hear this one thing. You are here on purpose for a purpose. I want you to turn to somebody and say that right now. You are here for a purpose, on purpose. I'm a 62-year-old black guy who's retired. What is my purpose? I'm here to serve, and that's what I do. I'm okay with that because he's equipped me to serve. back to the story. Now, here's where I think it gets really interesting. After Mordecai sends his note to Esther, she responds, and her response makes all the difference in the world to those Jews at the time. She was equipped, she was in the right place at the right time, and bam, she does something. She humbles herself, and she asks the others around her to do the same. But I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story, because that's another story for another time. This time, the story is, you are planned for, you are protected, you are loved, you are prayed for. You are here on purpose for a purpose. Go boldly into that purpose and stand there. Let's pray. Father, we invite you into our lives to guide us. Help us know that you have uniquely made us and uniquely purposed us for a time such as this. We don't know the outcome, we don't know the future, but we know this for sure, that you're a God who stays and who's never lost a battle, and you're not about to lose this one. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.